today in Science in a Cup, we have Bronwyn Roy, who is undertaking her doctoral research on bees. Bronwyn, would you like to give us a brief explanation of what your research is about?
So my research is actually about the diseases of bees, but mostly on the viruses of bees. But it doesn't just look at the viruses of honeybees, but it's sort of more about if those viruses are being transmitted to our native bees.
So are honeybees and native bees part of the same group?
Well, they're all bees, but they look very different. So, and that's the problem is that people think of only honeybees as being bees, but they're not even aware, even in their gardens, that there's all these other things flying around that are actually bees as well, and they're your native bees.
Okay, so what's the difference between a honeybee and a native bee?
Yeah, well, first of all, the honeybees that we have here are introduced. So that's the European honeybee. Our native bees are here naturally. They're our native bees. And there's two different types of native bees generally. So you talk about stingless ones, which are similar to honeybees in that they live in hives. And they produce a little bit of honey, but not enough for you to go and take. And then there's the solitary bees, which all live a solitary lifestyle in all different kinds of places, in the ground, in sticks. And then so all those things that you think of that belong to a bee, for example, you would say that they live in hives. Well, most of them don't. That they're yellow and brown stripes. Well, most aren't. That they make copious amounts of honey. Well, most don't. that they'll sting you. Well, not all can sting you. So what you thought of was a bee, those characteristics that you think are the predominant ones aren't. They're just what we know because of the honeybee, and that's the one that's splashed around everywhere because it's so important for agriculture. But there's more other types of bees.
So we have bees that don't sting.
We have
bees that don't make honey.
Yep.
We have bees that don't live in hives.
Yes.
But they're all bees. So what is a bee?
Well, when you go out collecting them, that's when you sort of wonder what is actually a bee. I've collected flies thinking that they're bees, and collected wasps thinking that they're bees, and all these other things you just find on the flowers. But lots of other insects you'll find on flowers, but what makes a bee is that bees rely on the flowers for both their carbohydrates and their protein.
So what about their physiology and the way they look? So you said you collected some flies wasps that look like bees.
Hoverflies. Yeah, they look like bees because they have like some yellow and brown markings. Wasps are very closely, related to bees, and they have very pinched waist, but their biology is different, more than what they just appear to look like. So what makes a bee is that they get their carbohydrates from the nectar and their protein from the pollen.
Well, that's awesome, Bronwyn. That's really exciting. So Bronwyn is at the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment, and she's also our candidate for the 3-minute thesis on Friday the 5th of August. So all the best luck to you, Bronwyn, for Friday. This podcast will actually appear 3 days later on Monday, so we will know the results of whether Bronwyn is going to represent Western Sydney University at the 3-minute thesis.
And then everyone will know what a bee is.
Everyone will know what a bee is. Well, thank you, Bronwyn.
Thank you.